His check on stories we're following for you today here on Robin Hood Radio after a bitterly cold night. Today will be cold. Sun, patchy clouds, mid-teens. Coming up tomorrow, it's still going to be cold, but temperatures will moderate into the mid-30s. On Thursday, partly cloudy, scattered snow showers. We'll check the details of Pat's tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Some of the stories that we're following for you today here on Robin Hood Radio. A couple of notes out of Salisbury. First of all, Salisbury at-home rapid test kits will be available tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. at the Town Grove Senior Center, 42 Ethan Allen Street in Lakeville. The town of Salisbury will distribute at-home rapid tests to Salisbury residents only. Proof of residency is required. That's Wednesday starting at 9 a.m. until the supply runs out. At the Town Grove Center, 42 Ethan Allen Street in Lakeville, one kit per household. It's being put on by Betty, bringing exceptional treatment to you, mobile treatment at Sharon Hospital. Now also, there's a free vaccination clinic coming up in Salisbury at 42 Ethan Allen Street. A free vaccination clinic coming up on the 13th and on February 9th from 9 to 1 both days. No appointment is required. That is being put on by the Department of Public Health and also by Griffin Health. Frigid forecast prompted Governor Lamont to take action yesterday. He activated the severe cold weather protocol for the first time this winter as frigid temperatures were here. State agencies coordinating with the statewide 211 info line operated by the Connecticut United Way and the state's network of shelters to ensure the most vulnerable populations are protected from extremely cold temperatures. The governor's office said safety measures have been enacted at shelters and warming centers throughout Connecticut. The cold weather protocol will remain in effect until 12 noon tomorrow. The Kent Board is holding a meeting over a park director. A Kent Park and Recreation Commission's proposal to hire a new director at an annual salary of $6,000 more than his budget caught the Board of Selectmen off guard, prompting the scheduling of a special meeting of selectmen. That happened at 11 o'clock yesterday. The commission has been working for months to seek and interview applicants for the position following the resignation of longtime director Leslie Ferris March 15th. They recommended to the selectmen to hire Jared Kansney at $60,000 full-time with the town's benefit package. The budgeted salary amount is a little over $54,000. Chairman Lynn Harrington said the commission was aware that it's higher than the budget amount, but, quote, we have enough funds in the budget this year to cover that. First Selectman Gene Speck asked for immediate executive session. However, the board's agenda was not warned or modified to include a private section on that topic or a personnel matter. New York's COVID cases have surged 62% as Omicron wave crashed over communities outside of the city. The previous week had 367,000 new cases of the virus of COVID-19. New York ranked second among the states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis. Nationally, COVID-19 cases increased by 76%. After New York City initially faced the brunt of the recent outbreaks, the highly contagious variant now set a number of new cases soaring last week in many counties in the Finger Lakes, Lower Hudson Valley, Southern Tier, and also the Mohawk Valley regions. Coming up in Sheffield, the schedule for handing out free testing kits, January 13th from 8 to 10 at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, January 20th, 8 to 10 in Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, and January 27th in Sheffield from 8 to 10 at the Bushnell Sage Library. Children and adults are eligible, whether symptomatic or not. Antigen test results will be shared the same day. For more information, email Amy Hart, public health nurse, at tritownhealth.org. Now, the town of North Canaan is receiving its limited at-home kits. The town will be distributing those from 10 until 11 or until the supply is exhausted. They're doing this at Town Hall, 100 P Street. They ask you enter the Town Hall from the P Street entrance, pick up your kit, exit on the Bragg Street. Upon proof of North Canaan resident, each vehicle will receive one test kit. Each kit does contain two tests. If you do not live in North Canaan, you will not be able to receive a test kit. Acceptable proof of residency includes a driver's license, passport, utility bill, and more. When more tests become available, there'll be another distribution as well as N95 masks. Now, meanwhile, the Connecticut Department of Health and Griffin Health has some 12-plus COVID-19 clinics coming up Friday, January 28th at 7, February 4th at 7, And February 25th at 7 p.m., all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters will be available. Do note that boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds will be available at those clinics. North Canaan Elementary School will be holding pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinics in their building and participate with Griffin Health. Those are open to the public and no appointments are necessary. January 13th at 7:30, Thursday, February 3rd at 7:30, only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccinations will be administered at those clinics. No adult 12-plus doses will be available. Our business brief is brought to you by Morgan's and the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 36,068.87, the NASDAQ at 14,942.83, and the S&P 500 at 4670.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.